Now we're going to do a number of practical experiments around these dispersed systems. We'll be looking at one of those bridging polymers as a demo, which hopefully will go well this year. Some years it goes well, some years it doesn't. We're also going to look at steric stabilisation. Now, sometimes we want to get rid of colloidal systems, sometimes we want to stabilise them. So in the case of a oil-based paint or a water-based paint, then the last thing you want is for your system to spontaneously fall apart on you. So you can protect the colloid particles by coating them with a polymer. And then in addition to the surface charge, you've actually got steric stabilisation, where this big polymer coat around the outside of the colloid particle bumps into the big polymer coat on the next door one. And those polymers then, by interacting with each other, keep the particles apart. That's called steric stabilisation. It's been around for a long time, although people didn't call that way back at 3000 before present. The Chinese were using natural gums to coat around the ink pigments, and this was an example of steric stabilisation, which obviously, because the Chinese calligraphy is still in use, has been around for a very long time. And paints then, you can design them to be either no-flock paint or high-flock paint. So a matte paint then is high-flock, a no-flock paint is a high-gloss paint. And these ones then, it's controlling whether you put in a comb polymer so that the material won't flocculate out, or you leave out that comb polymer. The picture of a comb polymer there, and as you can see, it's simply got long arms here that are designed to trap a colloid particle on the inside, wrap around it, and then the next door arms bump into the next particle that comes around.